I'll do a test, brother.
Ooh, that kind of hurts my throat to talk like that. I don't know how he did that for so long.
To Retro Gaming Revelry, episode 187.
This is a podcast where two drunken heartbreak kids play retro games for your amusement. I am heartbreak kid number one. My name is Jerry.
And I am heartbreak kid number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to be playing some WWF Royal Rumble on the Sega Genesis. This is an audible we've had to pull.
Yep.
Our plans were to play WWF Super WrestleMania on the Sega Genesis, and so that's what I found my three questions for. That's what Jurek did all his research for, but I just bought the game and it just came in the mail today and it doesn't work. So yeah. We've had to, and I didn't test it until we were starting to record, of course.
We tried everything we could. Earl took the thing apart.
I took the cartridge apart, and I put just the card in there to see if it would work, but no.
It cleaned it off, and it just won't work. But Royal Rumble booted right up.
Yep,
so.
I happen to also have Royal Rumble on Sega, so we're going to play that instead.
Yeah.
But it should be a pretty fun wrestling episode. But because of that, I will not have three questions.
And I will be reading off Wikipedia some brief little tidbits to feed your brains with.
Right. But before we get to WWF Royal Rumble, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's good. This is the first time we're recording in the new year.
We
had a podcast come out in the new year. But yeah. So New Year's Eve just happened. Didn't really do anything because Abby was very sick, so I stayed at home to, you know, take care of my fiance.
Yeah, it was a pretty big bummer to me.
Yeah,
it was kind of a reality check for me. I was like, oh, I only have two friends.
Well, okay. You have more than you hung out with. You had like a whole bunch of people.
I know. I'm just kidding. But Jurek canceled. We were all planning, and Nate, you know, you Rebelers, you know Nate, our producer.
Of course, they do.
Nate was going to come down from Duluth, and Jurek and Abby, we were all going to go to Leaning Tower like we always do. It's a bar by us in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But Jurek canceled because Abby was sick, and Nate didn't end up coming down, and I was like, well, shit, what am I going to do for New Year's now? But ended up having a good time. I did find some friends. I guess I have more than two friends. But at first I was like, well, oh my God, what? Now I don't know what to do. But yeah, had a good time on New Year's.
Yeah,
very fun.
I just sat at home, ate some snacks, watched Avengers Endgame.
Nice.
And yeah, I didn't do any of those. You know, I always see on Reddit people like, oh, I timed it perfectly. Like they plan out these things with a movie. Like
what?
Like usually it's on like prequel memes subreddit.
Sure.
So it's like, they time it out so, like, right at midnight in the movie Revenge of the Sith, it goes to Anakin saying, this is where the fun begins.
Yeah. What?
Or, like, right at midnight, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi jumping down to fight General Grievous. And right at midnight, he jumps down and goes, hello there.
What? Yeah. Really?
And people, like, plan out so they start the movie exactly at the right time. So that exactly midnight,
wow,
this line will be delivered. And somebody did it with Endgame, too, I saw a guy post it that right at midnight, it was Iron Man getting all the stones on his gauntlet and saying, I am Iron Man, and then snap his fingers,
and then it was
like,
midnight. Wow. I did not know people have that. Well, I guess I knew people had that much time on their hands.
Right,
but
yes. I always see them. I remember that some of the same ones like last year.
Interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Apparently people just time it out perfectly to hit play on the movie.
Wow. Okay.
And then record it. And
but
then
you did not
Reddit.
Do that.
I did not do
no.
that.
Okay.
I just watched the movie and hung out.
Great. Yeah. I went out drinking, had a good time, celebrated the new year with glitter all over myself.
Gross.
They handed out these free hats or like party hats, you know, at the bar. And mine was, I had the only one, actually about halfway through the night, I had this hat on and it was, I don't know, it was like a bowler, but it was all silver glitter.
Oh, God, the whole thing was?
The whole thing was.
Oh, gross.
And it was the only one in the whole bar like that. And I got it somehow.
Won.
I won. And then halfway through the night, I took the hat off and I was like, wait a minute. Bloop. And it was actually two hats. They were just like squished together, you know? Like, and so then Stacy got one too.
Oh, yeah. Which she did not have a hat before that?
She did, but she wanted those glittery sparkle hat.
That's
there's
terrible.
Fucking glitter
I
everywhere.
I would not want that. I fucking hate glitter.
It's still on
goddamn.
Me. I know.
Oh, it
will be for a year.
It'll be there. Yeah. You'll be picking off pieces New Year's Eve next year.
Yes, I will.
Or later this year, I guess.
Right. Later this year.
As it is now the future.
It is 2020, and we are literally in the future. Good times. Tell the Revelers and I, though, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I've just been playing more Outer Worlds.
Ah, how is it?
It's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I hit a kind of a slow part just because it was, I don't know, a little area where you're in like a space station kind of thing, and it's all kind of just like gathering missions and talking to people, but not really much combat or doing anything.
Okay. What is the combat like? Is it first
person?
It's
first person.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like Fallout and
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
But,
oh, yeah, but no VATs or anything.
No VATs.
But,
you slow down time.
Right.
You press R1 and it slows time down.
Okay.
And, yeah, but you're perfectly capable of just playing it kind of as a first-person shooter without slowing down time. Like, it works. The shooting works fine. And, yeah. Otherwise, it's, you know, first-person role-playing game. And it's awesome. Yeah. Travel around to different worlds in your spaceship. I'm getting all these crew members
Sweet.
To join
oh,
me
you have
and
a party
whatnot.
Now.
Yeah, you got
cool,
a party.
Cool.
You pick two people to come with you
each time.
Each
but
time
you have
when
a
you leave
bigger
the ship.
Group.
Or, yeah,
okay.
Right now I have four people I can choose between, but I can only take two with
two
me.
With. So one person has to stay behind to
well,
guard
two
the
people
ship.
Stay behind.
You can only.
I have four other people.
Oh, not including.
Not including.
You. I
so
see,
there's
I
five
see.
Of
okay,
us.
Okay.
Five of us total on the crew.
I see.
But in counting me, the captain.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah,
cool.
It's super fun. I'm digging it.
Great.
Just gotta keep on plugging away.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But now you know school started back up for my J term class.
Right.
But
oh, you have a J term class. Yeah. Yikes.
I know, which sucks because
isn't that only a couple weeks or something?
It's the month of January.
Okay. Yeah.
Which our first class was actually supposed to was on this past Thursday. Whole class is there sitting waiting. 15 minutes in, we all get an email from the teacher saying. Basically saying, like, shit, I fucked up. I thought class started next week. I'm out of town. So, yeah.
All right. Well, free couple days or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, we all drove to campus.
Yeah.
Sitting
like,
there waiting.
Hey, thanks
and,
for wasting all our time.
Yeah, and the teacher is like...
At least the teacher
know.
Noticed, you know,
well,
while
think,
you were there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, why would you... I don't know. I don't know. Like, did somebody call?
No, somebody in the building came up and talked to us and was like, after it was like 10 minutes after the hour or whatever when we were supposed to start. And he was like, so you're all here for a class. Has your teacher been here at all yet? And we're like, nope. He's like, okay, I work in the student center downstairs. Give me a few minutes. Let me try to figure out what's going on.
Right.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, we all got an email from the teacher.
Like, they called the teacher real
being
quick.
Like, oh, yeah. I thought class started next week. My bad.
Whoops. Perhaps that teacher, maybe you'll never see that teacher. Maybe they've been canned.
No, probably not.
Okay.
But yeah.
Great.
Otherwise, yeah, just playing some video games.
Playing some video games. Excellent.
What are you playing, man?
Well, I've been playing Smash, you know,
obviously.
Of course. Pretty fun. No, nothing really new to report there. But I've also been playing a little of The Witcher 3. Wild Hunt, I guess you'd
on
call
the
it.
Switch
nope, on the PS4. I got it on PS4.
I haven't seen you been playing that.
Yeah, I've only I'm probably
were you playing Black Ops 4 the other day.
I was. I also played some Call of Duty because I. So you know, PlayStation.
I saw you on there playing that. And I was like, oh, I have Black Ops 4.
Oh yeah, we
can
play.
Boot that up and play with Earl.
Well, it's fun, and so I was like, you know, the new one just came out a month or two ago or whatever. Modern Warfare. It always comes out in November or whatever. And it was on sale for like $40 and Modern Warfare. And I was going to get it, but then I was like, you know what? I just got Black Ops 4 last year and I never play it. Why am I going to buy
it? I didn't even know you had Black Ops 4.
Oh yeah. I got it when I got my PS4. It was like, yeah. It was the first digital game I bought. Cause it was on sale. I think it was Black Friday when I got my PS4. Okay. So,
right.
But anyway, yeah. So I was like, well, I'll just play Black Ops because I still have it and I can't, it's only been a year. There's still people playing it for sure. And yes, there is. And it's been
fun. Of course
there is. I don't know. I forget how much fun Call of Duty is. It's like I die all the time.
Oh God. When I was playing Black Ops 4 for like a week or two, it was like, Jesus Christ.
It's like,
second I see a guy, I just die.
Dead. I spent the whole match running from the spawn point to my death, and then I repeat. Like, that's what it is.
Pretty much.
Although every once in a while it's like, oh, guy, boom, dead, guy, yep, boom, dead, guy, boom, yep, dead. Like,
every
you just
now
like
and
go
then
on
I would
little...
be like, oh my god, I killed three guys in god damn it.
Yeah, and you're dead. Yep.
get all excited and be like, yes, I killed people.
So yeah, Call of Duty's fun. I would play if you want to. But yeah, I've been playing The Witcher 3, which is fun. I'm not sure it's my kind of game. I just get so bored with, like, I want to play the fucking game. I don't want to watch a movie, you know, like, and that's what, but a lot of it is playing. I've discovered,
talking and stuff.
Have you played The Witcher 3? Okay. There's a card game
in
it called Gwent. Yeah. And I've actually been having the most fun playing Gwent.
I know people make jokes about that all the time. They're like, oh, you meet this new person and he's got this, oh, my daughter got kidnapped by these monsters and stuff, and you're
just
like,
cards?
Hey, you want to play some Gwent?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's what I've been having a lot of fun with, is playing Gwent.
Made a whole separate
Gwent
game, I think, that you can download.
Interesting, because it's not that complex. I mean, maybe it is. I don't, I'm not very good at it. I think I've won one or two against the computer, but it took me a minute to actually figure out what was going on. But yeah, I don't know. It's been fun. I started playing it because I watched the show on Netflix.
I need to watch that.
And it was cool watching the show first, actually, because then I'm like, oh, cool. That's the character from the show, like in the game. And there she is. And there he is, you know, like, I don't know. It was cool. But I'm not like, it hasn't like gripped me where I have to start playing it every second, you know, like, which I kind of wanted it to do, but I don't know. It's a little slow and I'm not very good at it.
It takes some time. Yeah. I played The Witcher 2 a bit back in the day, but it was, I don't know, it was way too hard for me. I did not enjoy it.
Okay.
It just did not seem fun to
me. I've beaten,
this one seems like it's supposed to be easier than 2 and it's more open world than 2 felt to me.
Is The Witcher 1 a first person game?
I don't think so.
Okay,
but
I was talking to
our
buddy
Dan. I've never played it, so.
Well, Dan was saying he likes The Witcher and it's first person like Fallout 3, and I was like, I don't think so. I think it's like third person over the shoulder. Well, no, because he knows Skyrim, but he was talking about The Witcher 1 and like, which was for PS2 maybe or PS3.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I don't know. He was talking about it like it was first person, and I was like, I don't think it is, but I don't really
know. The Witcher 1
could be, I guess. Yeah.
I have no idea. The Witcher 1, I don't think, was a very popular big game, and then Witcher 2 got a little more popular, and then The Witcher 3 was like huge.
And The Witcher 3, I mean, it's well done, you know, like, I like that you get to make choices, and although I don't really know what difference I'm making by the choices I'm making.
Probably not much.
Yeah, like I usually, you know, I like to be the good guy, so I like to try and make the good choice, which sometimes is not an option. like you just have to do something bad. But but I don't know, like, if I pick the bad choice, I don't think it's really affecting much. I guess I could be wrong, but maybe it affects things later in the game or something.
Who knows?
But, yeah.
I mean, most games, I feel like, that give you a lot of choice, in the end, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's fun, though. I'll play more of it for sure. I doubt I will play the entire thing.
It's a very long and very dense game.
And there's
so
much to do.
There's just nonstop, like, quests and side quests.
Like, every single little village you come to, there's a notice board, and you can look on the board, and there's jobs to do and, like, little side quests and all this stuff. And it's just like, like, I, before I even started the main quest, I was doing all these little side quests because that was just, it was like, oh, read the board and pick a job. And so yeah. I did, but then I started doing them all. And like, before I knew it, I was like playing for like 3 hours and I was like, oh, I haven't even initiated the main quest.
Right. Yet. Yeah. I know. In games like that where they show you, cause it shows you kind of around the map, like where quests are yeah. or whatever, like, oh, go here and get this quest and stuff like that. Fucking is a nightmare to me just because it's, I have to do like everything.
I know
I have
but
to get them all off my map, but there's too many.
And like, I've already failed some like, and what sucks is
oh,
there's a
fail them.
You can like, you know, in the menu, it has your list of quests and, well, I failed them because I took the quest, but then I didn't realize what I was doing. It was right away. And so like, I read the notice board and it was like, oh, here's a quest. Do this, you know, go find this guy and talk to him and solve his problem. And then there was another one that was like, oh, solve this guy's problem. I was like, okay. And so I took them both, not realizing that like initiated a time thing or something.
Oh.
So like, so I did the one quest
time.
Yeah. And then like, and then I was looking at my quests and I couldn't find the other one that I wanted to do, but it was in failed quests. And I was like, oh shit. And it was like, well, you took too much time and now his brother has died. And I was like, oh well shit. And I think it was because I actually took the thing off the board. Like,
oh.
Had I just left it there, I don't think I would have failed anything. Because that's the only one I failed, I guess. Because I just didn't do it. In
right.
Time.
Not used to, yeah, usually in video games. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
I can build
up
build
all
them
these,
up and
build
then I'll
up
go
all
do
these
them
quests
when
and
I
then
time.
Go check them off, you yeah. know, as you ignore the, like, dire situation that's going on
right,
in the world
right.
around you.
I've beaten one big monster, because the Witcher's like a monster
right.
hunter. And I've beaten a griffin, which was cool. But really, I was just fucking mashing sword, you know? Like, get him.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Witcher is it's all about kind of, in some of the more complicated fights, like, you have to be kind of prepared. At least in The Witcher 2, it was. Like, you had to, you know.
It's hard. You have to, like, have this.
Power
like,
up. You put, like, poise the right thing on your sword or whatever, and then use these other
and then you have like a little
trap the monster.
You have
and
four slots to put like food and potions
right.
and stuff, and like you have to use them mid battle. Like, you don't even pause to use them, you know, like
yeah.
you have to just like press up on the D-pad or something and it'll use one, but like, you have to be ready to do that. Like, it is kind of tough. I did the griffin is like the first main monster or
yeah.
whatever. And I did that, and but I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do any of the others. I'm not leveling up very quickly. And like,
no, you, well, from my understanding is like, a lot of people have, when I listened to some other podcast and the guy was saying like, you know, I'm doing all these side quests and I'm barely leveling up.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, that's because the side quests hardly give you anything. The main, like, the game is almost designed for you to do the main quest and then go back and do all the side quests. Like, the main quest things apparently give you a fair amount of experience
okay.
and whatnot and gold.
Yeah,
because
I was like, how am I supposed to fucking even get? Because
yeah.
they tell you too, like you take a side quest and it says you should be like level 5 for this or level 10 or whatever. And a bunch of them are like level 15, 20. And I'm like level 3 right now. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to get there? Like,
yeah, you got to come back to those.
Okay.
For a long time.
I see. Yeah, a long fucking time,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, The Witcher, pretty fun. I'll continue with it, but probably won't beat it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
see. It's a long game, from my understanding.
Well, now is the time we would do our three questions. However, we don't have three questions, so because I have them for a different wrestling game.
For a different wrestling game.
Yep, which they were. I actually did find three questions for it, which I was actually stunned by. I was actually thinking we weren't going to have three questions because I didn't know what kind of extra information would be out there
right.
for Super WrestleMania. And they're actually not that interesting questions, but
I was curious too because the Wikipedia page for that one was actually really short. For this Royal Rumble game that we're about to play, it's actually quite long.
There's well, would you like to tell
well,
the Revelers?
Not tons of information, but
would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about WWF Royal Rumble for the Sega Genesis?
I sure do. WWF Royal Rumble was released in 1993 for the Super NES and the Sega Genesis. It's developed by Sculptured Software and published by Acclaim. Looks like, just like with Super WrestleMania, don't know who the specific names of people who worked on it are. It's not telling me that here on the Wikipedia page. But essentially, yeah, it's, you know, it's a wrestling game. You grapple and you punch people and all that good stuff. This game, different than the Super WrestleMania, is now when you grapple, it brings up a little meter that shows, like, the grappling is kind of a tug of war thing.
Yeah,
apparently,
you
grapple
and
then
who can mash
you both
the
mash
fastest.
The button as fast as you can, and whoever does
wins
the grapple and then gets to do a move.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, so A is a move or something, B is a move, and C is a move. Also, if you press two buttons at once, is also moves.
Oh.
So that's, like, tough. Although, we're going to be playing with six-button controllers, and I think that might make things a little simpler, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know, it's Royal Rumble, so there's a couple different match types. You have one-on-one match, a tag team match, a triple tag team match, and added in this game, obviously called Royal Rumble, is the Royal Rumble. But because this game only features 12 guys,
yeah,
there's only 12
it's
people.
A
12-man Royal Rumble. But
not,
only
not
six in the
man.
Ring at a time.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So it says, yeah, kind of once six wrestlers are in the ring, additional wrestlers enter as others are eliminated. So it builds up to six, and then every time somebody gets eliminated, another guy comes in.
And do you have to eliminate them via over-the-top rope?
Over-the-top rope.
Like a real Royal Rumble?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep, no holds barred. Elimination occurs when a wrestler is thrown out of the ring.
Out of the ring, okay, yeah. Because they probably didn't make a separate animation over-the-top rope.
Because technically in the Royal Rumble, you have to go over-the-top rope. Because plenty of times guys go under and they touch the ground and they're fine.
Yep, yeah.
You got to go over-the-top rope.
I do love me a good Royal Rumble.
Me too. I love me some wrestling.
Yeah.
At least back in the day I did.
I don't know. I think I still love it. It's just, I just don't know the guys.
Don't
like
know any
I,
of the guys.
Also,
no.
They're not as fun anymore.
They're
like,
not
they
as
all
fun.
Used to have gimmicks and stuff, and now it's like, who the fuck is Roman Reigns? I don't give a fuck.
Nobody,
you know?
Nobody gives a fuck about Roman Reigns.
I don't know. Or Randy Orton. Like, what? That's not even fun. Like, come on, dude. Give yourself a fucking thing. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if Randy Orton's popular anymore, but
I have no idea. It's been a few years since I watched. I got back into it for a while, like 4 years ago or so.
Okay.
And then I've fallen off again.
It's
and
just
I,
not as
I don't
engaging
know,
as it
I don't
used
know
to
who's
be.
Around or who's in there. Okay. Whatever. But yeah, so, you know, wrestling game. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Reading off the Wikipedia.
Great.
Let's wrestle.
Let's
man.
Wrestle. Let's fucking do this. Let's play some Royal Rumble. You playing first or am I? Oh my God, what are we doing here though?
Oh.
We gotta first. Let's move on and play this game. However,
we need whiskey to play.
We need whiskey
wrestling.
To play Royal Rumble. You can't just wrestle sober. That's what kind of. Oh my God. Oh, okay, great.
Oh, that's fine.
I what know, but it was coming out hot and fast. Not really hot, I guess, but it was coming out quick. Okay,
warm whiskey.
Warm whiskey. Nothing like hot whiskey.
Nothing like hot whiskey.
Oh, God. Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay, I'm ready to fucking wrestle now.
Ooh.
Are you playing or am I?
You play.
I'm playing. Maybe. Is this the first player?
Looks that way.
It does look that way. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, let's just do one-on-one.
Let's do one-on-one.
Okay, apparently B is the confirm button.
Okay. One player.
One player. One fall, brawl, or tournament? Let's just do
just
one
fall. One fall. Standard wrestling match.
Okay, difficulty. Should we put it on one, or should we really ramp it up to 10?
Well, let's not ramp it up to 10.
Should we just do it at 5?
Just
or?
Keep it at 5, I guess.
Okay, that's 5 is what it starts
to
at.
Seems where it wants to start you
medium
at.
Medium difficulty, or should we do, like, sort of easy at 3? I don't know. Let's just do 5. Okay.
Start with 5, and if it's way too hard for you, then when I take my turn, I'll put it down.
Okay, right. Okay. player. Okay, so you can also choose if the CPU chooses the opponent or the player chooses the opponent.
God, so many choices.
Let's choose the opponent.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I mean, I literally don't think it's going to really matter.
Okay, so who do we got in this game? We got
everyone's
the Macho
the
Man, Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah. Bret the Hitman Hart. Hulk Hogan, of course. The Undertaker. Crush.
I don't fucking know.
Crush is Bryan Adams. Oh, right. Bryan Adams. I know Bryan Adams from the NWO and WCW, but.
That's where I know him from as well.
Yeah, but he was.
Didn't realize he was he big enough name to be in a video game.
Oh, they were all big back then. Jim Duggan. Fucking. What's Jim?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Jim Duggan. Hell yeah.
He came out with a 2x4.
He had a 2x4 and he did the. Like, thumbs up. Did this weird winky thing with his mouth.
2x4 and like an American flag.
Yeah, yeah. He was super patriotic. The narcissist, Lex Luger.
See, I didn't know he was called the narcissist.
He was in the WWE.
I know him, obviously.
Yeah,
he was
like
Luger.
All super full of himself. Like, he was Lex Luger. I think The Rock was still his move. I could be wrong, though. Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, of course. The model. Who do we decide them? Oh, Rick Martel is the model.
Rick Martel. I don't really know who that is.
Rick
Special
Martel,
move, Boston
yeah,
Crab.
The Boston Crab. Rick Martel was big in like the 80s and probably 70s or something too. Look at Shawn Michaels' special move, back suplex. Not the
sweet chin music.
This was like, he was young when this game was made. Like, he was like just fresh on the scene. In fact, I read, because he's also in Super WrestleMania, in the Genesis version. The game we were going to play. And I read like, people were shocked that he was in the game because he was so new to the scene.
Just
like, he was like a kid.
Well, I mean, he skyrocketed to fame, man.
He did. Papa Shango. Razor Ramon. Little Scott Hall. Fuck yeah. Razor's Edge, of course. That's his move.
Damn right.
IRS. Irwin R. Scheister.
Special move, the write-off.
I did not put... Like, I read a thing that said IRS was in... Well, he's also in the other game we were going to play. Everything I talk about is going to be about the other game. Super WrestleMania, but...
I didn't put it together either.
Like, I kept reading... IRS, but then it also kept saying Irwin R. Scheister.
Oh, see, I kept reading Irwin R. Scheister.
Oh,
I read that. It was like, who the fuck is Irwin R.
Scheister? I forgot that IRS was Irwin R. Scheister. That's fucking hilarious.
Now I remember.
Like, these guys are memorable because they're characters, you know? And they did a good job. They do it. They're so memorable because every one of these fucking guys committed so hard to it. Like, it didn't matter whatever your fucking thing was. That's what you're doing now. Okay, I'm going to pick the Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right.
Because I fucking love me some Macho Man. Who should we wrestle, though?
Choose an opponent.
How about Bret Hart?
Sure.
Great. Sharpshooter, that's his move.
Macho Man versus Bret the Hitman Hart.
In a one-hole match. Here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I'm punching the shit out of him. Okay.
He's punching the shit out of you. Oh, suplex by Bret Hart on Macho Man. Another suplex.
I don't know how to grapple.
Ooh, atomic drop by Bret the Hitman Hart.
Okay.
Ooh, but Hart. Oh. Macho Man runs to the ropes, but just falls over as he bounces off the ropes. Ooh, kick to the midsection. I don't know.
How the fuck can you can't
beat the
computer?
Yeah, I don't know what grapples are either.
You cannot. Grapple is like B and C at the same time, or A and C or something. But once you grapple, the computer's way too fast. Like, there's no fucking way to do it.
Yeah, it just fills up immediately.
I think that's because of the difficulty we have it on. Like,
apparently medium difficulty in this game is not possible to win on.
Oh, man, I'm fucking
You got him, though. You had him on the ground. Punch him in the face. Bunch of punches up high. Off the rope.
Oh,
a drop kick right to the face by Macho Man. Followed by an elbow drop and another. And Hitman rolls away from that last one and tries to roll him up.
Just punch him in the face.
Now we got Randy Savage punching him again.
Oh, look at all these leg drops. Boom. Or knee drops or whatever they are.
Like a body drop.
Yeah, fuck you, Bret Hart. You're going down. I am literally just mashing buttons. That's
just sometimes that's what it takes in a fighting game.
It is. Just fucking mash.
Kicks in the midsection. They're exchanging blows back and forth. Oh, the Hitman is dazed and
he
goes down.
I don't know how to pin.
How do you pin is the question.
Can you look up some moves? Like, I can't. I looked them up earlier, but I don't remember. It's like you have to press like a certain button at the same time. Although we have a... There's no way to win the grapple. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just fucking punching Bret Hart. Oh, there we go. I pinned him. One.
Two.
Oh, I got him. The Macho Man is the fucking winner. Oh, my God. I did it. Mean Gene comes out to fucking hold your hand up. Hell yeah. I love Mean Gene Okerlund.
Mean Gene Okerlund. Oh, look at those other announcers in the background.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Oh, they were
Randy
freaking
Savage.
Out, man.
Randy Savage, fine. Bret Hart,
Pins.
Oh, pins. Oh, wow.
It does look like
fine. It looks like
fine.
Wow, okay. Pins, Bret Hart, for the one-on-one victory. I did it. Okay. All right,
so grapple. Okay, three basic moves. While opponent is standing, you can run, punch, and kick. Grapple is B and C.
Okay. Grapple is B and C. Okay.
And once you're grappling,
yeah, then
you just
press
mash
A.
Like one button.
I know, but it's like you can't do it fast enough for the computer. The computer will beat you every time. Unless you're supposed to hold it or something. Are you supposed to mash it?
Because
like mash didn't seem to work.
Yeah, but holding it would just be like one press. If we were playing against each other, what, we both press it and then just start holding the button? We're at a deadlock.
We're at a deadlock. You're right. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You try it and see if you can figure it out. You play a match, Drake. Let's see what you got here.
All right.
Let's see what you got. That was actually pretty exhilarating. I'm super into fighting games right now. And,
one player. Although we're just going one fall again.
I mean,
guess I'll stick with
you
five.
You can stick with five. I won on five.
You did.
I couldn't win a single grapple. Yeah. I'll tell you that much. So I don't know.
B and C grapple.
And B is confirm, which is super weird. I don't know.
All right. So I'm going to go with
Hulkamania, Drake. Oh, man. Undertaker.
Yeah.
You know what my third question was for WWF Super WrestleMania?
I'm going to go with Undertaker against. I'm going to recreate. Well, it was a modern day fantastic. Well, not super modern day.
Undertaker Shawn Michaels.
Undertaker Shawn Michaels.
Oh, hell yeah.
They
classic
had back to back matches at WrestleMania 25 and 26.
Nice.
That were just amazing.
I've been really into wrestling this week. So, sometime this week, Nate texted both me and Jerick and said, "Hey, what's your guys' favorite pay per view, wrestling pay per view?" And we started this big discussion about great wrestling matches, and I've been reading about it all week. I just fucking love wrestling. I haven't watched any, though, because I had the free trial of WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Or, and I think I even paid for it for a hot second.
But I had it forever. I hope I don't anymore, because I haven't watched it in, like, years.
You've been paying $10
for
it.
I hope I fucking canceled that shit. I'm pretty sure I did.
My third question would have been... So this is about Super WrestleMania.
Okay.
In the manual for the SNES version of the game, there is a glaring height error on two of the wrestlers. Who are they? In the SNES version.
Undertaker and
correct.
Shawn Michaels?
Nope.
Undertaker, what is glaring?
So the
super tall.
The manual says the Undertaker is only 6'6", while in real life he's 6'10". But then it also lists Hawk.
Is he really 6'10", or is that wrestling numbers?
This says 6'10", and Wikipedia also said 6'10". I double-checked it. So I guess I double-checked it with Wikipedia.
It's just hard because wrestling numbers are greatly exaggerated all the time.
Are
when
they?
When they say a guy is so-and-so high
pounds?
Or like... They would say the Big Show's like 600 pounds when really he's probably like 300
or something. Okay, but that was like his gimmick. See, that's
right.
Like
and Undertaker was all...
Undertaker's tall as fuck.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's a tall guy,
yeah.
But...
I think he is 6'10". I mean, I think that sounds right to me. I don't know. He's huge.
It's hard to say.
He also wears boots, so it's hard to say. But in the manual for the SNES version of Super WrestleMania, it says the Undertaker is 6'6". But he's really 6'10", and it also lists Hawk from the Legion of Doom as being 6'10", while in real life he was only 6'3". So he was only 6'3". Rest
I'm
in
out
peace,
here.
Hawk. Oh. Rest in peace. Yeah, because in that other game, there was... Is that the same with this game, did you read? Like, in the other game, the SNES version and Sega versions... All featured completely different wrestlers. There's only three of the same wrestler in each game, which I thought was odd. Like, why wouldn't they just all be in the game? Also, the Sega version is the only version that featured the special moves. You can't even do special moves in the Super Nintendo version. See, what? How did you do that?
I don't know. It like it was going there, but I still can't win
because
I don't. Like, I can't hit buttons that
maybe
fast.
Maybe there's a rhythm or something that you have to do it in. Like, I don't.
Okay, well, I don't think I did anything.
Who are you
there.
Fighting?
He's just kind of
Shawn
Michaels.
Right. I was like, that looks like Kurt Hennig. But it's not Kurt Hennig. It's Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
You only got a one count there. He tried to pin you right now.
He did try to pin me.
Basically, I was just using B to punch him. And then when he was down, pressing A, I think, to do like a knee drop thing. Oh, not A. A is run. So it must be B or C or something. And then pin is like A and C or B and C and down. Or I think I just pressed maybe one of the top buttons to do it.
God, yeah. You cannot.
X, Y, or Z. You can't win a fucking grapple. It's impossible. These guys. You can't do it. You cannot win.
I guess maybe we'll figure out what we're doing wrong when we fight each other or something.
I don't know.
God, he's just like.
We should fight each other soon. We got
dropping me all over the place.
I guess this can be
We got plenty of time.
Well, we got plenty of time. We just, like, last episode was really long.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, we should try and keep them to an hour, but.
Well, right. And we will.
And we will, and we will. It just usually takes us at least 10 minutes to wrap up an episode.
Oh. I don't know what just happened.
You went
apparently
all
I
way
hit
back.
Enough buttons that
you
it.
You mashed it back to the
I
menu.
I mashed back to the menu somehow. I don't know how I did that.
That's hilarious. Okay, well, now that we're here, start a new match, but pick a lower difficulty and see if it's easier to do the grapple.
Okay.
I don't know. Just see.
Let's just... Whoops. Damn it.
Well, mash back.
I can go back.
Mash back.
I'm just going to crank it down to one.
Down to one difficulty. Do it. Fuck yeah. And now you can choose new characters.
Apparently.
Crush. Nobody picked Crush. I'm sure
Nobody
Crush is like the
Crush.
Least picked character in
Probably.
This game.
Probably.
I wish there were stats on that, but there's no way there could be.
No. There is no way there could be stats
it's
on that.
It's too bad the Genesis wasn't hooked up to the internet, you know?
Right?
Fuck.
I'm going to go with Scott Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Versus
it's too bad Diesel's
IRS.
IRS. How's Scott Hall in it and not Diesel? When was this game made? 94? 93. Okay. Oh, see, yeah, you can win grapples
apparently
there.
Apparently, I want a grapple.
See, I guess difficulty 5. Could you imagine playing on 10 difficulty? Like,
no.
There's no way you would ever fucking win a grapple. Like, the computer cheats. Oh, actually,
oh, I still can't fucking
win
a...
Maybe
I'm still
something...
not. There's got to be something.
There's,
you
we're not
look
doing...
up something I'm not doing.
What
right
if you
man.
Hold a direction while you're doing it? I don't know. Or hold the button. Oh. Yep. Did you hold a direction?
No, I did.
What did you do? You just won that one pretty handily.
Well, it went back and forth, though. And I'm like mashing this button as fast as I physically can. Because
kick him. Fucking kick him. IRS versus Razor Ramon. This is a classic feud.
God, this
I don't
is,
think that's
yeah,
true at all. But.
I don't think that's true at all. But yeah, it's like the grappling thing is.
It does not work.
It does not work.
It does not work.
It's a bunch of bullshit, is what it is.
It is a bunch of bullshit. Like, let's try it. We got to fight each other and try it. Although you won that one pretty handily, so.
Maybe you're just not supposed to beat the computer in this fucking game,
well,
man.
I think you're supposed to. Although, you know, this was still back in the time when they hadn't quite realized that, like, it's okay not to make a home version as hard as fucking possible.
Right?
Like,
but I don't think there was an arcade version of this.
Well, there was WWF, the arcade game.
There was, yeah, but that's
but
not
that's
this.
But that's basically
this,
isn't it?
No, this one. This one was made just for home consoles.
Well, I know, but it was based off of that arcade game, I think. Wasn't that the first one? I guess I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. I really shouldn't be. Oh, my God. Can you get on the ropes? How do you do that? He gets up too quickly.
You can.
Oh, now you can pin him, though, once he's down. His life is super low. So there is a life bar that these guys have, and I think it must be like their stamina or something, you know? So, like, it's easier to pin... To pin them when their life's all the way down. Press Z or something. Press one of the top buttons.
There's not a Z button.
Yeah, there is. X, Y, Z.
Oh, up here.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. The six button. Yeah, there you go.
There
Boom.
We go. Because I was like, this is not a suit. N64.
You got him.
All right.
Nice.
Kicked his ass. It's unclear how to do
that. It's unclear how to do anything. Huh. I read an extensive, I even printed a FAQ, an FAQ, I guess. I always call them FAQs.
I do too.
But I printed a FAQ off so we would have the moves for the other game so we wouldn't have to continuously look them up.
Right.
Because the moves are like the same for everybody. So like we could just like look and then it tells you how to do this. The special move for everybody is A and C at the same time. It just like
while you're grappling? Or?
Well, so that it depends. Like each character is different. Like some characters you do it while they're grappling. Some characters you do it. You know, while they're down and you have to go to the top rope, like Macho Man's elbow drop, you know, like stuff like that. Like Hogan, they have to be laying down so you can do the leg drop. All right, well, let's just let's fight each other.
All right, we'll fight each other, and we'll have a little discussion.
Oh, yes.
Question that we may have discussed last week.
I think we started discussing it, but we decided to put the kibosh on it so we could discuss it this week while we played this wrestling game.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to a podcast, a different podcast, of course, that and they were talking about the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. Who... If you had to make the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling, which four faces would be on that motherfucker? And they had some interesting responses, and which I agreed with, but also disagreed with.
Right. And there's so many arguments to make.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
obviously, I think everyone would agree Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is face number one.
Guaranteed.
And there's no, if you have,
there's no Mount Rushmore without Hulk
there's
Hogan.
There's no Mount Rushmore without Hulk Hogan, but I think he's the only one who is a guarantee.
Yeah.
The only question I have is, do you put somebody like Vince McMahon on the Mount Rushmore
wrestling?
He made
what it is.
He did, but he's not a wrestler. I mean, and he, like, yes, we've all watched him wrestle.
Well, I've seen him wrestle.
Well,
many times.
I know, I also have, but, you know, he's not, you weren't tuning in to watch Vince McMahon.
No. Well, you were, you were tuning in to see Stone Cold
beat the shit out of Vince McMahon, which was fucking awesome. I mean, I think Stone Cold goes on there.
Yeah.
But the question is, Stone Cold and The Rock are such iconic wrestlers, but they both were in their prime at the exact same time. So do they both get a spot on there? And if they don't, which one goes on, Hogan or The Rock?
I don't know. Stone Cold or
Rock? Stone Cold. We're looking at a picture of Hogan.
Yeah. I'm going with Hogan.
You're
going
to go with Hogan. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many, like, because then you got, you know, legends like
The Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Macho Man.
Shawn Michaels.
You know,
Mr.
Bret Hart.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know, fucking, like, Bret Hart is, like, I mean, Bret Hart is Canadian wrestling. You know, like, that, he's like the country's, you know, main wrestler of all time. Like, he's their Hulk Hogan. And does Bret Hart go on there? I don't. It's a very tough fucking
thing.
Even
what? Was it in Montreal? The screw job?
The screw job was in Montreal, yeah. Yeah.
Where Bret Hart got, literally screwed out of, because he was leaving to go to WCW anyways, or whatever at the time. So Vince McMahon, like,
I'm going to be Bret Hart.
Screwed him over.
So on this podcast, one of the guys said his Mount Rushmore would be Hogan, The Rock, Austin, and John Cena. And, I mean, John Cena, I can see, he represents a different time period in
wrestling.
Yeah,
he represents a time period where I didn't watch much.
Yeah,
but
was also very important.
And he still is. Like, he's the face of the company these days. At least he was 4 years ago.
Right,
like,
or does Triple H go on there? I mean, I don't...
Like, Triple H was a huge name back then, and he's, like, the future of the company, essentially. Like, a lot of people, I mean, he runs NXT, their, like, minor league thing.
Me and Jerick are just finally punching at each other. Yeah. Mm. Oh, man.
Okay, hang on. Let's try
and grapple.
I want to try to see how you get to, like, the top rope. Oh, there you go.
How
okay.
Do you
B and C.
B and C at the same time?
When you're, like, at the corner. And there was maybe my leg drop.
Oh, maybe you can only do it on the yeah.
Or,
actually,
oh,
no,
I think I just,
you
just, oh, you just go
towards
up.
It.
Yeah, you just
yep.
hold towards the thing.
And then you can jump off.
Okay,
and
you can only
yourself.
Do it in the top
yeah,
turnbuckles.
Yeah, you can't do it on the bottom turnbuckles as the screen is, you know, the, I guess we call them the bottom turnbuckles, but,
Okay, so wait, how do you grapple?
I have no idea. A and C? B and C? B and C at the same time?
I thought
time?
It was B and C.
Although that's not
but
working
nothing
at all.
Seems to be happening. I wonder, like, every time I grappled with the computer, was the computer initiating it?
I think so.
Oh, we did something.
And I won. Somehow.
You won.
Hang on. Let's try these top buttons. I wonder if because we're using six
button
controllers.
It's Y.
It's Y. Oh, and you won that one.
Or is it only Y? Is it all the top buttons?
Which one is Y? Nope, it's Y.
It's just Y. It's the middle top button. So
I wonder
if
we weren't winning because we were pressing the wrong fucking buttons.
It's possible.
You need to be pressing the top buttons with a six button controller and not A, B, and C. I think that, yep.
Wait, do we, when you're doing...
When you grapple, watch. Let's grapple and press X or something instead of A, B, and C.
Oh,
yep.
Jesus.
Yep. We were pressing the wrong buttons. See, I just mashed
Y. I mean,
Y.
I won a few before, but yeah, maybe...
There's no way. Like, yeah. Once it's... One, ah, boy, that's an odd mechanic.
Yeah. Just like pressing all the buttons.
I just started pressing them all like super fast. I learned like back in the day, Mortal Kombat actually taught me how to mash like that on Test Your Might. Remember that in Mortal Kombat 1? It, on Test Your Might, if you put your... If you took your shirt, your T-shirt, and just slid it across the buttons as fast as you fucking can,
really?
that's how you win it. Yeah, that's what we would do. So dumb. Yeah, suplex, motherfucker.
God,
you have to hold.
Yeah, I know. Like
you have to hold A to run
weird.
The whole time.
Nope, I just bashed myself off the barricade. There's supposed to be like chairs and stuff
in
this game.
One?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Well, not. Oh, there's
oh here's a chair.
It's just sitting next to the ring.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, no. Oh, I got chaired. And now it's all bent.
It's a one-time use.
It is a one-time use. How do
oh,
you
God.
Do
we're going to get counted out.
Oh, are we?
How do I get back into the ring?
Oh, you can only. Oh.
Okay.
You can only get out of the ring on the sides. You can't get out of. Oh, nope. That's
nope,
in the, that
that's
must
a
be
lie.
In the other one. That must be in the other one. Can you go up here? Oh. Fucking man.
God damn it. Hip toss.
That, if you do that too much, like, I'm going to get a fucking blister on my hand.
Okay, holy apparently shit. My elbow drop, like, hurt myself.
Yeah, because if you do it.
Oh, my God.
You off the top rope.
Oh,
I'm gonna jump
my
out
God.
Here.
Oh,
yes!
My God.
Oh, man. All right.
This is an endless
oh,
cycle.
Oh, shit. I'm going to get counted out. Oh, okay, it was at one, and I thought it was
no,
counting
yeah.
down, but it
no,
counts up.
It counts
okay.
up.
Okay.
Apparently, we have separate counts.
Right.
Too.
We do have separate counts. Interesting. Do they have separate counts? Yeah, they do in real wrestling. Oh, God damn it. I keep going out of the ring, and I don't want to. We just ran into each other. Just keep holding run, and you just keep fucking banging on each other. You're like, oh, my God, it's hilarious.
Oh, God damn it.
Can
why
I
you fucking run into
oh, I knocked,
oh,
the, ref
knocked the ref out.
Oh,
nobody can
now
win
now.
Now
it's fucking brawled. We can't.
No holds barred now, bitch.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, back to Mount
what
Rushmore.
What happens if you pin me while the ref is out? Oh, never mind.
Well,
he's up.
Oh, yes, he's up, but he's barely conscious. One, two, three. Bret the Hitman Hart takes Hulk Hogan down.
Wins
wow,
it.
That was intense. I don't even know.
All right, so, I mean, yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore
Hulk Hogan,
wrestling.
Like, yeah.
Okay. I mean, does The Undertaker go on there? He's so important.
The streak, man.
Okay, who's on the real Mount Rushmore? Washington... Lincoln, FDR?
No, I think Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. And, oh, my God. I feel like a terrible American.
Terrible American.
Terrible American.
Who the fuck is on the Mount Rushmore?
Why don't I know? This is John
obviously.
Adams? Who's on the fuck? I mean, I've been to Mount Rushmore like several times.
Have you? I've never been.
You've never been? Yeah,
no,
you have.
No, I've not.
Didn't you go with us when we went for... band or something? We all went
you
one
went
time.
Band?
Yeah, we went.
Band?
I don't know. We went there
no.
once. Like
was it when you in marching band? I think when I wasn't in it, you guys went to like Colorado or something.
Ah, that is when we went.
And
yep.
I was not in it anymore. I was done with the marching band.
I can't believe
I
I'm
wanted to
at
stay at home
I
and get high
like
and
such
bed.
A
I know,
fucking idiot
right?
right now.
Like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and maybe. John Adams?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense. How do we not think of Thomas
I
fucking
don't know.
Jefferson?
Bunch of fucking idiots. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abe Lincoln. Okay, but, I guess Teddy was way later.
Yeah.
I was like trying
I
to.
I don't know that Teddy Roosevelt deserves to be on there necessarily.
I don't know. I think he was the one who probably,
yeah,
you know, commission
maybe.
Mount Rushmore or something.
Let's
I don't
recast
I don't
the real Mount Rushmore.
Barack number one.
Yeah.
No.
So Hogan. Yeah, I'm torn. Like
I would say
Austin and The Rock on there because they're both such.
I know. I think they both have to go on there. I think it's Austin, The Rock, Hogan, and I'm going to say The Undertaker. I want to say Undertaker. He feels that. And they were talking about this.
He bridges like so many generations.
He bridges all these generations, but he's also, out of all those guys, he's the gimmick wrestler, you know, like,
he
always has been, but he represents that faction of wrestling, you know, like all the gimmick guys, which, you know, we were just talking about is what was awesome. So I think Undertaker has to go on there.
Yeah.
Hogan, Undertaker.
Because like Undertaker, I mean, this
Austin
game,
and
this game
the
came
Rock
out in what 93, we said, and Undertaker was still wrestling. I think maybe he's finally done going to WrestleMania now. But
I think so.
At least like 3 years ago, he was still. I mean, he showed up for his one match a year, and they were terrible.
Yeah, yeah, they've been terrible for
like
a
the
good
last
while.
Good one I think he had was probably WrestleMania 28 against Triple H.
I mean, does a guy like Mankind go on there? Mankind, fucking.
I mean, then you got to put like three heads on that one thing.
I know, like I, but like he also, you know, Mankind represents the, you know, ECW, like the
right.
The hardcore.
That's true, the hardest of hardcore. Yeah. Like that was a whole era of wrestling where it was just
they
fucking
beat
brutal.
The shit out of each other.
I mean, never forget the time Undertaker threw Mankind
it was
off
1998.
Threw Mankind off the Hell in the Cell, and he fell 16 feet through the announce table.
That is what I was looking for. I tried to make that joke in that text I sent you the other day, but I messed it up completely. I couldn't remember how it was, but he threw him 16 feet off a cage
through the announce table.
There's that classic Reddit.
And then he also like got choke slammed
through the roof of the cage thing, which also Undertaker fell through as well, didn't he? Like,
no, Undertaker was standing on top as Mankind fell through and just standing up there watching, and then he climbed down and continued to fight him and then like choke slammed him onto thumbtacks, and then I think he did a tombstone pile driver also onto thumbtacks.
Wow. That's fucking crazy. See, I mean, that alone says Mankind should probably be on the fucking Mount Rushmore of wrestling. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he put himself through so much shit for the entertainment of us.
I know.
You know, the
like,
people.
The guy can probably barely walk.
I'm sure.
Days.
Like, he's a mess, I'm sure.
I'm
but,
sure.
But, God, it was entertaining.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it was.
okay. Let's make final Mount Rushmore calls right now.
All
right. I'm going to say. Well, who represents the modern era? I guess John Cena.
Yeah.
I don't know. But does he need to go on there? Because it's too new. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
He's not on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
He's not on mine.
I'm going to say Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They are on the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. I'm not putting Vince on there. Whatever. You know? Vince is Vince. But
right.
He didn't, like, earn his dues like the rest of them.
Well.
I mean, yes, he wrestled.
And he put himself through some, like, hardcore matches.
I know, and he's the reason we have wrestling today, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I don't care. He's not going on my Mount Rushmore.
That's fair.
Unless
I might put him on mine. I don't know. Like, I mean, Hulk Hogan, obviously, is up there.
Yep.
My God, yeah.
How about Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
No.
You don't think he's going to go on
there?
No. Okay,
I mean, what about, like, Bret Hart?
Bret the Hitman
Hart. Shawn Michaels, much like The Undertaker, spanned
that's true.
Many generations.
Triple H. You know, these guys are humongous wrestlers. Okay, I'm modifying mine. I'm now modifying mine. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take The Rock off.
I know. I feel like I might. The Rock is a huge household name these days and everything. And he was, I guess, at the time, too.
But at one point, he was just rocking.
But he's bigger right now because of movies than he is of wrestling.
Well, but he would never have been as
right.
Big
wrestling,
if he wasn't a big
wrestler. Put him in that position.
I just. Yeah.
But as far as when. At the time when
Stone
he
Cold
was in wrestling, I think Stone Cold was bigger.
I agree. So I'm actually going to change mine to Hulk Hogan. The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and who were we just talking about?
Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, and Bret Hart. Bret Hart is the other one. I think those are going to be my four guys. Bret Hart, Hulk Hogan, Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those are the wrestlers And I never even liked Stone Cold. I don't even. I never was a fan.
Right. But you can't deny the. But impact I can't deny his impact. Like, yeah. He.
Austin 316 says I'm on a kick.
Yeah. He's potentially so responsible for the rise of like the Attitude Era. Like he epitomizes the Attitude Era, which is when it was kind of the biggest it's ever been.
But because he actually was the Attitude was actually the NWO.
Well, no.
I mean, it wasn't in the WWF, but that's the reason.
It was the Monday Night War between the two.
The reason the WWF had to get that Attitude is because the NWO already had that
attitude. But Stone Cold was their Attitude.
Like, I know, but
he was
what
the guy
about
who
like
who stood up to the boss and literally beat the shit out of his boss.
I'm changing mine entirely.
Oh, God.
I'm changing mine entirely. Hulk Hogan, Sting. Sting is going to go on mine because with like Sting is WCW.
Yeah.
And WCW needs representation. Now, I mean, Hogan was in WCW.
But Hogan was there, too.
Also, Bret Hart was.
Like, Hogan, Hogan was the reason WCW really became
true.
A big thing.
But I think
when
Sting
he
is
came
so
over
huge.
As Hollywood.
Like, fucking Sting?
Like, nobody cared about WCW until they got Hogan.
Well, that's true, but once they did, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, it then they on. Were, well, it was because Ted Turner was just like, oh, I'm going to give everybody just like
everyone.
Huge contracts. I'm just going to poach everybody from WWF.
Right. All right, we got to make final decisions.
I'm going to say Hogan, Stone Cold.
Okay.
I think I got to put Vince up there, actually.
You're going to put Vince up there, okay.
I think he plays a major role. Like, wrestling is what it is because of Vince McMahon.
I mean, I agree, but I just don't think he's
I know
a
he
wrestler
was never,
deserved.
He was never a wrestler, necessarily, but in the wrestling world, he's the one that, you know, he brought together.
Took it from his dad and made it what it is.
Yeah, he made it popular. He put it on TV, like, nationwide.
What's the one? Like, WrestleMania 3 when, like, there was 100,000 people in the fucking crowd and they were watching professional wrestling and nobody ever thought that would be a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's insane.
So, yeah, I think Hogan, Stone Cold, Vince McMahon, and, God, Shawn Michaels? Or Bret Hart, or Undertaker.
See, I know. It's
I think I'm
going to
go Undertaker.
It's impossible.
I'm going to go. Final answer: Hogan, Austin, McMahon, Undertaker.
McMahon, Undertaker. Okay, I'm going to Hogan, Austin, Undertaker, Bret Hart. That's what I'm doing. Those are going to be
good
my
answer.
Four. Revelers, I would love to. You can make so
many arguments
for a billion people, but
like,
that's really it. I think both of you and I have good ones. I guess John Cena should maybe be on there for the modern era, but I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just being biased because I don't watch it, but you know I don't really care about John Cena. He is funny in movies I've seen him in.
Yeah.
But
I know. He's like trying to be the Rock.
Yeah, but he doesn't have
the
charisma.
Rock, but he doesn't have
the Rock is literally.
He doesn't have what the Rock has.
The Rock literally is the most likable man on the planet.
I mean, from one of it's from his like earlier like on I mean other not the Scorpion King. Because
well,
or,
whatever.
Or,
blah, blah,
or
blah, blah,
the
blah.
Mummy 2 where he like played the Scorpion King in it. It was like
no,
that's terrible. But from like what his first starring role was probably then The Rundown,
I think.
And that movie's fantastic.
It's so good. And that's the movie at the very beginning. He passes by Arnold Schwarzenegger in the hallway, and Arnold says, "Have fun." Yep.
Like he's passing the torch.
Yeah,
like you're the new
star.
Action star,
yep,
man.
Yep.
Just go do it. Crush
it. It's fucking sweet.
And he's been crushing it ever since.
Revelers, we would love to hear about your Mount Rushmore
really
wrestling.
Would.
Let us know what you think.
Let us know if we're
that was
wrong
a good discussion, Drew. That was
it
was good.
It's so hard to choose.
It's so hard to choose.
Luckily, we're both wrestling fans to have this much information
knowledge
to talk
about
stuff.
Right. Okay, well let's move on. I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo! Okay. Trick. How many let's see, how many referee uniforms out of 5 would you give WWF Royal Rumble on the Sega Genesis? Granted, we did not play the main mode of this game. Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's still, I imagine it's still, I don't even know how to fucking throw somebody over the top goddamn rope.
The controls are a little obtuse.
Yeah. God.
I don't know.
Like, it's an early game and they're figuring how to do wrestling, but it's so hard not to just think of, you know, the THQ wrestling
games. I know, like,
games.
You can definitely see, though, that this, like, without this game, those THQ games don't exist. Like, they figured out what you have to do is you have to grapple and then do a move from there. Like, they super simplified it for the THQ games, and that's why they're so fun, because everybody can do them, you know? Yeah. But this is just a little, and maybe it's a little more obtuse because we were playing with a Sega controller. I feel like on a 4-button Super Nintendo controller, it might be slightly easier.
Maybe it's better on
Super
Nintendo.
Or actually a 6-button. Well, see, this is a 6-button controller,
too. It is a 6-button
controller. But I don't think it was designed with this controller in mind. Right. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I don't know.
But, you know, I'm going to give it 50%. 2.5.
2.5? I will also give it a 2.5. I think that's fair.
It's fine.
It's fine, but not great.
It is what it is.
I mean, I had fun wrestling you. I don't know. I mean, yeah. We were just dicking around.
I mean, it's fun, but yeah. I mean, maybe it's better, but it just, there's not a lot of complexity to it. It's very simplistic. Whereas, like, the THQ ones, there was more complexity. It's all about, you know, oh, now he's down. Maybe I should spin my joystick and try to build up my special meter and now
the crowd a little bit.
And it's not like a health bar. It's like, you know. Yeah, it's your spirits or whatever.
Spirit meter, yeah, like your will to wrestle.
You can
wear
them down, and you can also refill up your spirit meter by all of a sudden, maybe you were close to death, and now all of a sudden you're crushing it, and it goes back up.
Right.
And you are on top of it again. And it can create more realistic matches where there's the ebb and flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I think 2.5 on this.
2.5, I'm going to agree wholeheartedly.
I mean, it works for what they made, but it's just, it wasn't quite there. They didn't have it.
They didn't have it.
That special sauce.
Okay, I wasn't also paying attention. Like, the music is just...
Oh, yeah, I guess I was not
paying
attention.
Did we even do a music
thing? We did not do a music thing because I didn't have the composer.
Right. Okay, and we listened to a little bit of music for the other game, but we didn't listen to it on this game, and I wasn't paying super close attention.
I think it seemed like it was just kind of repetitive
beats background
over and
music.
Background kind of doo.
Although
doo,
I did
doo,
look
doo,
it up real quick before we started playing. I didn't listen to any of it, but it was basically there was a main title theme and then all the wrestlers' entrance themes,
but there's no entrances.
Yeah, so I don't know where that comes from. Yeah. Unless that's just the music that's playing in the background and we just didn't put that together.
Yes, but whose music plays then?
I don't know. I don't know. 2.5.
2.5.
2.5. Also, you know, we don't know what other people thought of this game. We don't have any of that.
We got nothing, because even the Wikipedia doesn't have reviews on this game even.
Right.
So, I have no idea.
Well.
But I know I didn't super care for it.
I mean, I didn't super care for it, but I also didn't.
Graphically, it looks good.
It looks fine. The crowd is a little odd.
Well, that's always the case. Even in the N64 ones, like, the crowd is just nothing.
They look like cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, you can't pay attention to the crowd other than when you go up to them and try to pull something out of the crowd, pull a chair out or whatever.
Pretty innovative in this game, though, that you can get out of the ring and grab that chair. I mean, there's one weapon.
Yeah,
it's
just
kind of
sitting there.
It's just sitting there against the side of the ring.
Just leaning there.
I don't know. You could do it, and you hit me with it. You know, it was cool.
I nailed you with it.
I mean, to the game's programmer's credit, when I got hit with the chair bent. You know,
it did.
Like, you could see that happen. So I don't know. I mean,
one-use weapon, though.
One-use weapon, yeah, but fun, though. I mean, you know, you never got to fucking whack somebody with a chair before.
Probably before.
This is probably the first one. I mean,
yeah,
I could be wrong.
No, but I think that's what I read. I think
there
was
no
right.
weapons. I read in WWF Super WrestleMania, which is the one we were going to play, and was the game just before this one, the first Genesis SNES wrestling game. That one, you could go out of the ring, but there was really no reason to because
nothing out there.
All you would do is get counted out. Like, nothing could help you out there. I mean, that was probably before actually even real wrestlers went out of the ring to do stuff.
I think they did occasionally
still
back then.
Yeah,
but
and somebody ran in to help you know, occasionally and all that. Yeah. But that was what was cool about the N64 ones. Like, you could be getting the shit beat out of you, but then somebody would come from backstage to fucking help you. It was like, yes, the NWO is here, whatever. You know, like, oh, my God, fucking awesome. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about WWF Royal Rumble, could they do that?
They sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do email us, tweet us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. We love discussion questions the most. Alex last week recommended us Maui Mallard, and I don't think we did his discussion question.
I don't think we did.
So we will get to that, Alex, I promise.
We meant to, and then we got all distracted. Because the game you recommended was too good, and we got all into it.
Also, I think that champagne got us kind of drunk.
Us all discombobulated, New Year's.
Shots of whiskey and champagne, you know. I don't know.
Two things that aren't supposed to really come together.
No.
But they did, and we did it.
When I was editing that episode, I could tell by the end that we were feeling
drunk.
We were drunk. Let's see. I think that's about it, though. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or I think give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. I don't think any other app has a rating system, but if it does, give us one and give us a review. We would really like it.
Give us a rating where you can.
Yep, where you can. I think that's about it, though, Jared.
Indeed.
You want to take us out?
Sure do. Until next week. Game on, Heartbreak Kids.
Yeah, game on, Heartbreak Kids.
No, I'm sexy. I got the looks that drive the girls wild. I got the moves that really move them. I got up and down that. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. fucking Shawn Michaels.
Kid.
God damn it. He broke my heart every week. Motherfucker.
So sexy. Too sexy.
Too sexy. Put the sexy away. Put the sexy away.